Well, at many times in the beginning of my career, I said no. I write my own music, and I work with other writers as well at times. But when I was first starting out, you know, I was not the most beautiful girl in the room, and there were lots of women that were singers, but that did not write their own music. And many record executives wanted to take my songs and give them to other women to sing, and I was like holding on to my music with my cold, dead fingers, saying, you're not going to take my songs from me. And also, you know, they make suggestions about how you should look, and I worked with dancers because I actually started out as a pianist, and they wanted to see me dance, and I had also danced in school. So there was some navigation that occurred. But I was always very strong at the beginning of my career, that I always had to take a left turn a little bit. No matter what they asked me to do, I always had to make sure that it was done my way. I never wanted to be sexy like other women. I never wanted to be viewed like other women. I wanted to be my own artist and have my own vision. And, you know, I think it's the same thing for Ali in this film. She's navigating her career, and she's trying to find her place as she transforms.
The thing that I love about Jackson Maine's character is that he really doesn't think about fame at all. And the opening scene of the movie, actually, it's a sold-out venue, and you get the sense that there's nothing dwindling on the outside. It's maybe in the inside when you see him go into that car, and where you may be expecting somebody to be filled with elation after just coming off of this very bombastic opening. He seems quite melancholic and takes a swig of a bottle of gin that's in the back seat. So, and that was one of the things that I wanted to portray with this character, that he's operating from a completely different viewpoint. So that's not something that he's dealing with. And he could have gone on and sold venues, and he didn't have any financial problems. And, you know, if he'd got his own mind straight and worked on himself, he could have continued to perform and be very successful. Me personally, the thing about fame that I find fascinating is the sonic element of it, and that's what we have in the movie. You know, it's very much like there's tons of noise, and then all of a sudden you're alone. And I didn't want to have any sort of paparazzi or press conferences. No offense, in the movie, but to capture what it kind of feels like from an experiential point, and that's why that movie has that rhythm.